If this is your first time joining me on the show, I want to say welcome and thanks for sharing your time with me. In the previous episode, we talked about how to overcome any symptoms of the FTL terrorist by tapping into the WIEB principle. In today's episode, we'll talk about how to connect with a God perspective of your life because, you see, just having a good perspective is not enough, especially in this constantly shifting world. You need an outlook and a viewpoint that will not fail you. So let me start with a story in which you may be familiar with. The noise of the children's playful laughter grew increasingly louder until they could feel the rush of energy and excitement in the air flowing from the small group of village kids who had found something fascinating enough to grab and keep their attention for longer than the average 32 seconds. Just hearing those warm giggling tones of the children's happy voices made Scott suddenly erupt into a hearty belly laugh, which softly began filling him with a sense of thankfulness. And boy, did he ever need a good laugh today. He, like the others, were struggling again with those feelings of silent loneliness, wave after wave of frustration that constantly washed over them because they were somehow trapped in a sea of endless night. As his thoughts began to return to his childhood days, they were suddenly interrupted by what felt like a small earthquake. An earthquake out here in this tiny seaside village? He exclaimed as he turned with a shocked expression to his five friends. But before anyone could answer, boom, 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 came four more mini earthquakes, jolting them all off the wooden rickety bench where they sat each afternoon. "What was that?" shouted Phil in his usually panicky, high-pitched nasal voice that the others had become accustomed to, since he seemed to be terrified of almost everything these days. "Calm down, boys. It's just an elephant." The six men recognized the voice as belonging to their old friend and confidant, Father Leon, the village priest. He was someone they had come to respect, and as he opened their minds to so many new things in the world by reading stories to them and the village kids every Friday afternoon, they had come to trust him. Since there were very few people in the village who could read, this was always a welcome treat. "What is an elephant?" asked Jeff curiously. "Come here, boys, hold on to my shoulder, and I will lead you over so you can find out for yourself," replied Father Leon. With that, Scott put his hand on Father Leon's shoulder. Paul, James, Phil, Jeff, and Steve each put their hands on each other's shoulder as they formed a single line behind the priest. Father Leon led the six blind men to the elephant, but wanting them to each experience something different because he could hear each of their perspectives on what an elephant was, he led each of them to a different part of the creature. Scott was the first to lay his hands on the elephant. "This feels like a hard, roughly cut pillar," he exclaimed as he ran his hands up and down the elephant's thick, strong leg. "Oh no, that's where you're wrong," responded Paul. "This elephant is like a tightly woven leather rope," he replied, describing the elephant's tail. "Get a grip, boys. You are already blind. You can't be dumb too," chuckled James. "This elephant is more like a thick branch of a tree," he said as he touched the trunk of the elephant. "Okay, fellas, here's what I see about this elephant," said Phil. And with that, everyone burst out laughing because they knew they were all blind. "If you're so smart, what do you see, Phil, that the rest of us don't see?" Scott responded with a snicker. "Well, this elephant is like a big hand fan," said Phil as he again touched the elephant's flapping ear. "When I stepped forward a minute ago, I slammed into a solid wall. So this elephant is like a huge wall," said Jeff, as he rubbed his hand along the side of the elephant. "There's no wall here," responded Steve. "The only thing I feel is a thick, solid pipe with a spear on the end of it," Steve said as he moved his hand down the elephant's tusk, feeling the pointy tip. With that, all six men began a fast and furious debate over who was right and who was wrong, until Father Leon stepped in and explained the full makeup of the elephant to them all. This simple story speaks about our human perspective and how we can all see the same picture of life in totally different ways. It speaks about how we can come to believe that our perspective is the absolute true way of seeing life, when in fact, what we see and believe and know is limited. While we may not be physically blind like the six men in the story, our perspective, our vision, and our outlook on life can often be limited in more ways than one. And because we live our lives based on our life's perspective, if that perspective is wrong, then our lives will be misaligned and incomplete. But if that perspective is correct and based on truth, which is God's truth, then we will be positioned to experience a full life according to God's personal design just for us. Father Leon was the only one who had a full view or perspective of the elephant. He could see how each part was attached, how each description mirrored what was there. He could also see and understand more about the elephant than the six blind men ever could without his help. He, in effect, had full perspective. Like the six blind men, we see our lives in small fragments that do not give an accurate picture of all God created when he made us. To get a more accurate perspective of who we can become, where we can go, what we can accomplish, and what we can do with our lives, we too need a Father with a full perspective who is guiding us through life every step of the way. And your Heavenly Father is eagerly waiting your recognition of him as your life's guide, so that he can give you a total perspective of the life that is uniquely yours to live. As we move forward, one of the first things I want you to keep in mind is that there is a big difference between having a good perspective about your life versus having a God perspective of your life. And having a God perspective of your life will most certainly lead to a happier, more satisfied life. In the next upcoming episode, we'll continue this conversation with talking about learning how to see your life as God sees it, so you get a better perspective of your life, which is driven by foundational truth and wisdom.